Day. My name is Michelle and welcome to Nova's Business Report. This is the Market Watch. Today I am speaking to Robert McGregor from Cirrus, and we have not yet talked about the budgets. So for both South Africa and Namibia, we are to receive news on the budgets in the next, the South African one I hear is now up for Wednesday, the 12th of March, and the Namibia one is only after the new administration comes in. Rob, let's start with the South African one, and then we'll move over to what your expectations are for Namibia. In South Africa, this budget would have been announced a while ago already, but then the government of national unity couldn't find common ground. So I've seen that the DA said that they will only support a pro-growth budget. That means that they are not happy with the level of social budgets. Rob, just take us through that.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, so I think, you're starting to see coalition politics, I think, finally do what it's supposed to. You no longer have a single party that can railroad through any policies that they want without any consequences. And I think it's a very encouraging sign of a maturing democracy. In the South African case, I think sort of the big fight is around, the deficit that is being foreseen. And in fact, they're expecting larger deficits than initially planned going forward. And the issue is, you need to fund these with debt, which is already a major concern for South Africa. For every 1 rand that they get in revenue, the government is spending around 20 cents just to pay interest on the debt. It's not sustainable. And the big fight has been about how do you try and sort of close the deficit. And the solution that the ANC came up with was increasing VAT by 2 percentage points from 15 to 17%, which the DA has come out and says it's untenable. And it tends to impact the poor most of all.
Exactly. So what are they looking at the moment? Do you know?
So there's speculation. The ANC has said that if the DA isn't willing to partner with it on getting the budget through, they'll look to other parties like the EFF. But it seems like the compromise, at least from what the papers are saying, suggests a smaller increase in VAT, so around only half a percentage point, so from 15 to 15.5% for VAT. But then looking at other ways to fund the deficit through, for instance, increases in the fuel levies and similar, which again will drive inflation, will make things generally more expensive because, fuel drives the economy, right? It's how you need diesel to farm, to mine, to run factories, to run generators when there's load shedding, which is back. And then that has, further inflation implications. And at the end of the day, it makes whatever you're buying in the shops more expensive.
Yeah. It is always incredible to think that a government budget is very similar to a household budget. There are various ways of managing that, and bringing down expenses can also be an option. It's almost like that is never entertained, is to actually bring down expenses. Is there also a civil wage increase in the future for SA?
Yes, I think on your first point there, that's often never seen as a starting point, right? We've spent this much money last year, therefore we must spend more this year. And we shouldn't look if there's any way we can spend money better, if there's things that we don't need to spend on anymore, if there's places we can cut. And maybe the way it's being done in the US is resulting in a lot of issues and causing a lot of upset. But I think the principle in general is not a wrong one, right? I think it's the correct approach to follow to say, do we really need to be spending all our money on this? And do we need to be borrowing money to spend on these things? In South Africa, I think part of the problem is that one of the sort of guaranteed increases is the 7%, so above inflation wage adjustment that they've done. But the rest of the spending is just voluntary increases and no sort of looking at optimization. And if you just read the papers, the amount of fraud and corruption happening in South Africa means that there's a lot of wastage that can help reduce the deficit.
Now, there are many ways to skin a cat, as they say. Tell us about your expectations for the Namibian budget. With a new administration, what do you think is going to be majorly different or maybe not?
Yeah, so there's a lot of uncertainty because we never know what to expect. But obviously now with the change in administration, a new president coming in, a new cabinet, we don't even know, for instance, if Shimi will be guaranteed to return as Minister of Finance. But I think the two things for us are firstly on the revenue side, we expect one or two possibly negative shocks. SARCA revenue likely to be lower than what was initially expected, and that was already a sizable decrease. There's obviously a bit of a shock from the diamond revenues with prices being much weaker globally, and I think we should see that going forward. And obviously, if revenues are a bit under pressure, it might make the deficit a bit bigger if you don't plan on spending less. Hopefully from the domestic tax side, we see that the growth in the economic activity will help improve the revenues a bit, the efficiencies that we're seeing from NAMRA, although there's still sort of the impact from the reduced corporate and personal income tax rates to contend with. So on the revenue side, that, you know, things are there are a lot of questions. My worry, though, more than the revenue side, is that with the new administration coming and these new promises, the big social issues we have, the high levels of poverty and unemployment, you see SWAPO's implementation plan, a lot of it is focused around spending. And so my worry is that, you know, we've spent many years now trying to right-size the budget. We've sort of brought the civil service wage bill under control relative to the total budget. You know, we've gone through a very, very painful sort of 5 to 10 years trying to correct sort of the overspending we had in the early 2010s. And my concern is now the solution to a lot of the challenges, especially around unemployment, is that government sees itself as the solution to this problem is going to try and spend its way out of it. And then, you know, sort of repeating what we saw 10, 15 years ago with the likes of TPIG and similar.
Exactly. I remember with the UK election last year and the Labour Party promising not to increase taxes, and knowing that they have got strong social budgets as well, their answer was growth. You know, they will be a government of pro-growth. And that's easier said than done. I mean, we've also made similar comments, but it's almost like business-friendly policies are difficult to implement.
Well, I think it's not that they're difficult to implement. It's just sort of that willingness, right? And so, I mean, on the Namibian side, I think we're seeing some of the right talk. You know, I mean, we've got promises of further and more improvements in our tax policy. And I think whether you not believe in the Laffer curve, I think we were too far on the one side of it. And we're seeing very good efforts to try and move to the right side of it. And I think that will optimize, or at least a move to better optimizing sort of tax policy in Namibia. But a lot of it, I think, is an ideological issue where you see government as a solution to the problems, right? Government should be the one to employ people, as opposed to allowing a private sector to do it and trusting the private sector to do it, not saying government must direct everything the private sector does. And, you know, the unfortunately, that is the role that government tried to take over the last 10 or 15 years. And it comes through very, very strongly in our unemployment data, which is frankly, you know, unacceptable.
Absolutely. But I mean, government, the role that government can play is to create this business-friendly environment through the regulations. So yeah, easier said than done, as big countries in the world are seeing. Thank you very much for talking to me. And I will definitely have you back, Rob, after the budget announcements, if you don't mind, so that we can delve into the detail. Thank you very much.
For sure. Thanks for having me again.